Warning, the following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Woohoo! All right, episode 191.
191.
We have a return victim, guest, Caleb.
Yeah, veteran podcaster now.
So we're not going to put you through the gauntlet of questions, are we?
Or yeah, we just have one question for you.
Oh, man.
This is new.
Okay.
If you had five things to put in your zombie apocalypse toolkit, bug out bag, what would it be?
Can I put a lightsaber?
You can put a lightsaber.
Definitely one of those.
As he wears a R2-D2 knit
hat. I feel like they'd be so useful against zombies.
A chicken,
because they lay eggs, and I just have to feed it grass. Oh. That's like a source of food.
If you were gonna, I was totally thinking you were gonna say the chicken attack video. Have you seen that?
Oh no!
Oh my god, chicken attack.
Maybe
anyway, go on.
No, just okay. Maybe more than one chicken. Maybe like a couple chickens.
Okay, but how many chickens?
Because each one counts as a...
Oh, duh!
Oh, tricky.
So you have a lightsaber and a chicken.
I guess... Alright, I'm thinking a lot about this. I guess a rooster then, so I can, like, breed them and start my own little chicken farm then. So, okay, lightsaber, chicken, rooster. So far, I'm set.
Are you gonna feed your chickens?
Well, that's just
they'll eat grass and stuff.
Okay. Bug zombie. Party.
Yeah. Maybe they'll turn. I hope they don't turn into zombie chickens. I'll be pretty upset.
Oh.
Like a treehouse.
You have a treehouse in your backpack?
Oh, it's in my backpack. I guess I should say like gun, but.
Well, you have a lightsaber.
Yeah, I don't need a gun. Yeah.
Food would be good though.
Well, you got the egg.
Chicken. A lot of protein. Yeah.
Oh, man. What is it? I should think
lightsaber,
of...
chicken.
Rooster.
Okay. A lighter, because I feel like I will never be able to make fire like with sticks or like stones or anything.
One more.
And a... water purifier.
There you go.
Oh, I struggled through that. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. So much for rapid fire response.
I know. That was slow.
We almost
fire.
Stuck you with a bunch of rutabagas. I'm just telling you right up there.
Five
rutabagas.
But I'm
going to be so safe in the apocalypse.
Yes.
And your apocalypse.
The apocalypse.
Plenty of eggs.
I can't say it.
The apocalypse.
Apopalypse.
I'm going to be safe in the apocalypse with my rooster and my chicken.
Exactly.
And
lightsaber.
My lightsaber.
Yeah.
And my purified water. As they scratch through the chicken shit. Which you can use to fertilize.
True, yeah. See?
Wow.
It's all that works. Good. All right.
So, that's all the time we've got for this.
Use the whole podcast to think of that.
So, what is Now Are the Foxes up to?
So, Now Are the Foxes has... Well, they have a bunch of shows. They do stuff like at... like a furniture warehouse. They do stuff at a... theater,
stop
like
bragging.
Every night just shows. But specifically to here today, I'm talking about it's Queen City Comedy is like a group of groups, if you will. It's all the like improv groups in Charlotte are part of it. And so in each month, they do a show at the Blumenthal Theater. And so January 6th, it's actually like a little medley of groups because there's four of them performing in one night. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And the four groups are?
Now Are the Foxes. I got it this time. Now Are the Foxes, Charlotte Comedy Theater, Improv Charlotte, and Mom's Adhesive.
Wow.
What's that?
What's Mom's Adhesive?
It's an improv group based out of Acting Out, which is in Ballantyne.
Huh.
But to be completely honest, I don't know what like that's in reference to. Like, I don't know the... I feel like it's an inside joke. I'm not...
You're
privy
not
to.
Inside.
Yeah. They're on their signs. There's like... Elmer's glue, so I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Yeah, there's also like little band-aids.
Ah, see, man, I don't know. It sounds like some...
It sounds like some kind of trickery. Maybe yeah, sorcery.
Some...
Maybe go to the show say. And you could ask.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
I should probably know.
So how much are tickets for the show? You don't
know. Oh, you're putting me through the
gauntlet. Come on! Really?
Yeah, and cheat,
it's
cheat.
It's not me putting you through the gauntlet. I'm giving you a platform to
did
talk
you, did
about
you mention where
event?
It was?
How yeah, yeah.
This venue. Oh. Let's go to the venue.
QueenCityComedy.com.
Yeah.
Tickets are super affordable. Just whatever you're thinking. If you're at home listening, whatever you're thinking, I would pay that.
It's $9.32.
That's less than $10.
Wow.
Less than $10.
That's what a deal.
Great, what a, yeah, and it, what the venue is fantastic, right?
It, that right I actually do know. I've done, yeah. Yeah, that's actually really cool because it's in the, like big, huge, like, Blumenthal Theater. Normally at our shows, they're, like, at a bar and there's, like, you know, three drunk people and they're like, boo. Or just kidding, not boo. Woo.
Hey, we've come to your events at bars.
There was... Four drunk people and four sober
so
people.
There you go.
It was a packed house, really. Yeah.
No, but these ones do actually like sell out, yeah, so it's they're fun.
I've seen some video and it really is, you know, well, it's a classy space, I would say. I don't know how you guys got in there, but...
The guy at the door? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know who we had to sleep with to get in there. But,
yeah, you are just informative tonight.
Man, all right.
Does it help you to be in a venue like that where you've got a little bit more room?
I'll say this. It's not necessarily about the size of the place, uh-huh, but you definitely do feel the energy of the crowd. So, like, if you have 10 people and they're all, like, you know, enjoying it and into it, like, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But same with, like, a big crowd. If they're enjoying it and into it, that's a lot of fun. But... Even with a lot of people, if the crowd, big or small, the size of the crowd, if they're, like, just not feeling it, and then you feel that, too, on stage, and you're like, ooh, all right. But they've all been fun so far, so.
Of course. Okay.
So is there a theme to this show, or is it just?
I don't think there's, like, one, like, overlying theme, but, you know, the thing with improv is you can make up the theme as an audience member. Yeah, so, you know. You can go, if there's a show you want to see, as an audience member, you can go and suggest it, and they'll have to perform it for you, so.
Wow. That's cool. A lot of power, guys. Yeah, you can go out there and make Caleb dance.
Yeah, you
which
can.
I've seen before.
I normally do end up, yeah, dancing in some way or another, so.
So how long have you been doing Now Are the Foxes?
I've been doing Now Are the Foxes probably about since I moved to Charlotte, so about 2 years now. I've been doing comedy since, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I used to live in Greensboro, so I moved here a couple years ago. But they've been around, I don't know, like 8 years or something. Like, man, I should know more. I should be prepared better.
Do you like how we're just silently staring?
I know. I wish everyone could see. They're all just giving me looks.
I just find it amusing, actually. So tell us the worst thing that somebody can do in an improv show.
Just stare at you like right now.
It's not the worst. Is this like, what is this podcast rated?
X.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get like most shows, like we'll be like, okay, can we get a suggestion? And I could say confidently 9 out of 10 shows, someone will yell out dildo or dick.
Penis.
Yeah. I mean, almost every show. So we're used to it. So it's not like the worst thing that happened.
So
but
you
that
perform
is...
for 13-year-old boys? Is that...
You think so? You think that? And then they like giggle, like, oh, "I'm so funny." I said, you know,
they took my penis. Suggestion. Right, it's totally original.
Right.
It's first time for them.
So for them, it's funny. They enjoy
they
it.
They think
so
that's the first time
it.
You've heard it. Probably here we
right.
go. Dildo.
No, but yeah, there's, I mean, probably the worst thing that could happen is, and then we figure out what to do, but like if we ask for a suggestion and then it's just, you know, like crickets and then, and then like,
so do you,
anything?
You make up some if nobody, people just like,
normally
not
you can kind of like,
coax them
kind of, yeah, okay, coax, yeah. Like, all right, so, but you know, what's, I don't know. What's something in your glove box? What'd you have for lunch yesterday or something? Yeah. And get, you know, if you kind of give them more details, yeah, steer them into it, they'll give you something. So.
Good. Yeah, we saw you guys at, where was it, the UNC Hilton?
University
Hilton. Hilton,
yeah.
Over there. And yeah, it started off, I think it was just Joey and I for a little bit, but then by the time you, no, because it was kind of this weird thing behind the bar in this room.
That was kind of a different location.
But
I think
that was the first time. Like eight to ten people, I think, we ended up with. Yeah. Maybe a little bit more. It was the first time you guys had been out there.
Right, that was the first time we had a show there, so I think maybe.
But you guys did really good.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun. It was a weird location, like behind the bar or something in like a back room.
Yeah, there's that hotel has an odd room where it's you have to go like behind.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind
like
of hard to find.
The stage area was a weird place.
Yeah. But, it's hard to find. But it was still fun.
Nobody said dildo in that show that I audience member that I can recall. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
That would be the one out of 10. Right.
We classed it up for you. All right.
Yeah. No, but it was a lot of fun. And definitely improv is different than sketch. Sketch, they know what they're going to say. They've practiced and whatever. And improv, you're kind of putting yourself out there, kind of like being on a podcast.
A little bit.
You just have no idea what you're going to say. You just come and say, I think I know how to do this.
Exactly.
And then you see how it goes. If you could see how ready he is right now.
Not that
ready. Oh, yeah, that's just the...
Oh, it's just the reflection of your shirt.
Yeah. Maybe a little red. No, I always like to tell people, if it was a bad show, it's not our fault. It's your fault because you gave us bad suggestions or something.
Oh, man.
Well, he is wearing a red shirt, so we should just...
It's my Sith miss. It's like Star Wars and
Christmas. So you had that on underneath your sweatshirt, and you didn't unzip it?
I did. It was like half.
It was half unzipped.
But he's got the beanie.
But I did. You probably couldn't see the Sith miss part.
You could probably see the Darth Vader.
We're going to have to shoot it again and pick three new...
No,
because
I already told Jason.
No. That was live.
Oh, you did? I am Jason. And Facebook is just so... Facebook Live is so stressful, because I'm always like, do I know? Do I have everything that we need? Because there's nothing more exciting in, you know, Facebook Live-dom than saying, oh, hold on just a second. Let me go and get that thing that we need for what we're about to do.
Oops.
Yeah, so... Cool. Or it's like, let me see the angle. Okay, so now are the Foxes, and then so you go there every month at Blumenthal, and then what other shows do you have coming up, or what other things?
Well, so many. Let me tell you about all the shows we have coming up.
There's not any more on Facebook if you're looking for that.
I'm definitely not looking at my phone right now, looking at our events. Well, you'll have to check out, I'll tell you what, queencitycomedy.com has all of this. There's just so many, I wouldn't even want to get into all of it right now.
Yeah, it'd be very complicated.
We don't have that kind of time, really.
Yeah, I mean, just...
You don't want to listen to all these lists of venues and shows. And, oh, boy.
That's you wouldn't want to do that. That's just so complicated.
I can't.
So where do we go to find out the information again?
Queen City Comedy has all of it. I can tell you, I know, for example, like Charlotte Comedy Theater does have shows every Friday and Saturday at the Music Factory.
There you go.
That's because they have like set weekly, you know, two shows a week. The Warehouse was the one I was talking about, that furniture. It's like a big furniture warehouse.
Oh,
they do shows.
I've seen a play there, yeah.
Bane Brewing is a brewery where we do shows. Oh. All these, I think, are once a month.
Great.
So check it out at queencitycomedy.com.
You'll
get more information there.
Yeah, and follow us on Facebook. There's probably even better information there.
Yeah, so yeah, and go check you out on Facebook. Now Are the Foxes is one of them. So
yes,
check that out.
And if you go January 6th, not July, January 6th.
I thought it was gonna be better this time, but I feel like I'm.
You're slipping.
I'm slipping.
You hit that sophomore slump.
Maybe
you're gonna have to come back a third time.
Third
and knock
time.
It,
third
knock
time's
it out
the charm.
Yeah, we'll talk to Kale about that later.
Kale, can you please send a better person?
Send somebody else. I tried to get Jacob to come with you.
I know, Jake. Yeah,
and then he said
he's fun too.
Oh well, okay.
We love having
you. We love you, Caleb. If you don't remember Caleb, he was the one who helped the Tick Save Our City.
Yeah,
helped raise money to help out a local organization that helps kids with ESL and other things.
Yeah,
and he's actually a good guy. We just like giving him a lot of crap. So. But thank you, Caleb, for being here. And make sure to check out our Facebook Live. Congratulations to our winners on that. And stick around for the next one. Maybe you'll do better.
Okay. Wow. Maybe. Don't get your hopes up, but yeah.
QueenCityComedy.com. Check it out.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to GuardiansOfTheGeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Guardians of the Geekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.